Cowboy T, San Francisco liberal with a gun, and Miss Bleeding Heart conservative, also with a gun. This is our second segment of how to get into reloading on the cheap.
Okay, next step in the process of reloading is to install the primers into the shells. This is called a
Lee Auto Prime.
Auto Prime. It's got a handle here that goes up and down. You'll see a little plunger that's going to push the primer into the shell. Mm-hmm. We've got a cover here. The cover has two parts of it to get the cover off to load it with the primers, to push this little tab down. At the same time, you turn this counterclockwise, I guess it is.
Uh-huh.
And it takes a little finesse, but then that comes off. All right, so I'm going to set this aside. The next thing I'm going to do is load the primers into the tray. This is one of the places you need to be careful. Okay, now I'm going to load 10 primers in. So I'm going to slide this tray out this way. There's the gap from the first 50 I used, and there's the next 20?
10.
10? That's 10, okay. I'm going to put the tray flush on top of the tray, the reloader flush on the top of the tray of the primers. I'm going to flip it over, and it fell into the tray. And then I'm going to take this tray, push it back in. Are those all in the right direction?
As a matter of fact, they are.
They are, but normally, and I'm going to flip one of these over, what you might see is a couple of them might end up wrong side up. So what you do, over a flat surface, because you don't want these to drop, you just start sort of shaking it, and sooner or later, they'll turn over. You want to be